mentioned earlier, Jim, about Warwick Farm horses at Warwick Farm.
Yes.
I reckon there's something to it. And I don't know whether trainers believe it's the case whether that home track advantage works not, but we'll ask one of the winning trainers yesterday from his home base of Warwick Farm, Gary Portelli. He had a winner with Nicky's Gold. He's been good enough to join us on Christmas Eve. Good morning, Gary. And is there something to that Warwick Farm home track advantage?
Oh, I think if you look at the statistics from Warwick Farm full stop, a lot of winners do come out of the place, really. It's just that we don't race here often enough to give ourselves a bit of an advantage, really.
Yeah,
we've got to travel all the time, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's a thing, too, is people don't put into the trip. What it takes out of horses travelling through that tunnel into the Ramwick and whatever, on hot days, and about time we had some meetings here. It's a great meeting yesterday.
Funny you say that, Gary, because I'm a bit of an advocate for Warwick Farm, always have been. I like the track. But I asked Tommy Berry, for example, and I know Tommy grew up at Warwick Farm, and he said more Sydney Saturday racing at Warwick Farm. It can work, particularly during this period of the year.
Well, I think what happens, mate, is that people are, if they know there's a meeting on, it's on every, say, third Saturday or something like that, Warwick Farm, you'll get an area out here. Southwestern Sydney is massive now. Mm-hmm. If they knew there's a meeting there every 3 weeks or every 4 weeks at Warwick Farm and they can get themselves sorted, they'll turn up.
Yeah. Mm.
But no one knows when they're on. You know, that's the problem. And we have them quite sporadically, and when no one turns up to say, see, it doesn't work.
Mm.
But, if you plan it and people, they turn up every 3 or 4 weeks. They'll be here every week, and there's a lot of people out here. We're not catering to. But it was a great day yesterday. It was a good weather. It was good to see a lot of old faces going back to the races that don't usually go from out this way.
That's true. Mm.
I thought that the race meeting went well. I thought most of the favourites, were in the money, and the track played really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you knew it was on, Gary. Nicky's Gold knew it was on. Tell you what, she doesn't mind getting out the back, although. That's not her regular race pattern, is it? She sort of tends to do whatever the race, whatever she needs to do.
And I think that the combination with Jason Collett's a massive thing with her too, because he just knows where to get her comfortable. And if the pace is strong, or he's out the back, trying to get on a loose rein and getting her breathing and relaxing, because she has got a habit of overdoing things.
Yep.
She's quite an aggressive sort of horse. Everything's got to be done a million miles an hour. And even the track work, we've got Morgan Butler who rides at work, and you've just got to go with her, if you get her in the bridle and she starts over racing, she's got this bad habit of flicking her head around. And I'm sure that, being such a high class athlete, Jimmy, that when you don't breathe, then you don't finish off, And horses, it's so important for horses to breathe through the early part of a race, because all of a sudden, if you haven't, you get the 600 and the pressure comes on and you start to burn a few red cells and you don't finish off. And that's so important. This guy, Jason, he's really, really got the key to her. And if there's no pace on, then he can sort of be a little bit closer, and he's got such good hands that he gets her to relax.
Mm. Gary, why did Ray laugh when you mentioned that? Being a high-class athlete.
No, I saw the smile go across your face. It was your Christmas present from Gary Portelli.
He got a little head wobble too.
Hey, Gary, based on what you've just said there and how important Jason Collett is with Nicky's Gold, I think he's booked for the Belle of the Turf, isn't he? So
unfortunately he's not.
He's booked on another ride, isn't he?
That's right.
Yeah. So what's your thoughts around that then?
Well, I'm not keen to run. I might just wait and see. Sometimes, they're booked and things don't go quite right with the horse they're booked for. So who knows, he might become available. But she's pulled up as good as gold. She cleaned up last night and she's ready to go again if we want her.
Mm.
But I'm going to talk to the owners and we'll make that decision. But it's just such a key having him on her back. There's a race for the following Saturday at Warwick Farm, over a mile. It's an open handicap, so she'll probably get in nicely at the weights there. She's probably going to get about a 79-80 benchmark now. Pretty hard to place once they get up to that benchmark, because they only have 78s on a Saturday during this time of year.
Mm.
So being an open handicap, she might get in nicely. And, it's 58,000 to the winner. It's hard to turn your back on. And you might be able to get Jason back on again.
Mm. I love the line you gave me yesterday, Gary. You described Nicky's Gold as a perfect owner's horse. And you're 100% right. Here's a filly originally who was purchased for just $25,000. She's won upwards of 280 now, and hopefully there's plenty more to come.
Yeah, look, all credit goes to Gold Edge. They found the filly. They basically have got a strategy with pedigrees, and they come up with a list of horses. I go around looking at the horse on type, and it's my job to decide whether I want to train the horse. And they've got a budget, and She was the last horse in the sale. We'd had a couple of cracks at a couple earlier and just couldn't quite get there. Sweet Deal was one of them. We were underbidder on her. She's a pretty good handy filly too. And anyway, we waited all day, got this girl, and yeah, she's been a fantastic horse. She started off probably looking like she was going to struggle to win more than a maiden. And then she just worked it out. Like I said, she's got great tenacity, good turn of foot. Mm. She's good to train. She eats and she's sound. And so she's gone from struggling around the provincials to a pretty handy Saturday company horse. And she's had so much prize money in Sydney at the moment that you don't have to go to black type too quickly with horses. You can play, if you can place them, you can win a lot of money.
Mm. Just to let you know, Gary, we're celebrating Festivus in here this morning, which is a secular holiday that's celebrated on the 23rd of December. It goes away from the commercialism of the Christmas season. I just wonder if whether there's any grievance that you'd like to air today, just to get it off your chest in celebration of Festivus?
Mate, I had a winner yesterday, so...
he's in Christmas mood. And a winner Friday too, Gary. A Million Dreams is a nice, improving young three-year-old.
Yeah, he went really well.
Tough.
Started off, Max Whitby set him over from New Zealand. He was a little fella when he turned up and didn't know what we were going to be able to do with him. But he showed good ability last preparation. We put him away, brought him back again, and unlucky second, first up. Third at Canterbury, unlucky again. And then was ridden beautifully by J-Mac on Friday and got the job done. And it's been a good, it was a slow month. We had no winner all month, a lot of placings. And then we had three winners in 3 days. And one of them was Picaro. He won a 2100 at Goulburn on Thursday for Louis Mahaika and the team. And he looks like a nice progressive sort of stayer by Piero for us. It's been a good finish to the month. And going into Christmas, it's always good for everyone.
So if we'd rung you 4 days ago, you'd have had plenty of grievances that you would have been able to air, Gary. But...
Well, it's funny. We had an open day last Sunday and we had about 120 people turn up. And I'm sure you probably got your invitation, Jimmy, but probably threw it in the bin. But a lot of people turned up, and they all got the mail, and a lot of messages on Facebook and whatever. And they've paid for the seafood for Christmas Day. Apparently, a lot of them.
Hey, hang on just a minute. There wasn't seafood out at the stable open day, was there?
No, too far from the coast out here.
Okay, all right. If there was, I was going to say, count me in for next year.
We'll organise a Sunday morning show out there, I think.
There's the key, right?
Yeah, that is the key. Hey, well done, Gary. Great to have a winner or a couple of winners over the last couple of days. We'll look with interest to see what happens with Nikki's Gold's future. And mate, on behalf of everyone here, you've always been good with your time on a Sunday morning. Hope you have a great Christmas and we'll speak in the new year.
Yeah, same to everyone, the listeners, and hopefully we can just keep the ball rolling for everyone.
Absolutely. Yeah. Merry Christmas, Gary.